Hi guys, and welcome back to another SvacCoom video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the IKEA Neo Prostate Massager. There is absolutely loads to get through in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be showing you the IKEA Neo Prostate Massager from SvacCoom. The IKEA Neo is a vibrating and oscillating prostate massager. If you haven't heard of SvacCoom before, they sell interactive sex toys for men and women. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to be giving you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be showing you what you get inside the box when you buy your IKEA Neo. Then I'm going to be showing you how to use the toy, how to connect it to your app. And if all that wasn't enough, I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about the toy itself and give you a review at the end. So there is lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let you get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, let's start off by opening our box like we do on all my videos. The last time we got toys from SvacCoom, it did have tape on it which had the brand name on. There was a shipping label on there, but there was no mention of the brand, and it seems now it's all discreet. So let's open the box up and show you what's inside. There are two toys inside this box. The one we're going to be taking a look at today is the IKEA Neo. The other toy is the Vic Neo 2. I am going to be making a review on this as well, and I'm going to leave a link for it in the top right hand side of the screen. There are going to be lots more videos on SvacCoom toys, so make sure to hit that subscribe button and notification bell for when they're released. So let's move the Vic Neo 2 out of the way and let's open up our IKEA Neo. As you can see, this is an app controlled vibrating prostate massager. On the outside of the box, it gives you a little bit more information about the toy and a full spec. We're not going to be covering it in this part of the video, but we will come back to it later. So let's get the cellophane off and take a closer look at the IKEA Neo. What you'll notice when you buy a SvacCoom toy is that it will come in this wooden style box. Inside you'll see that the toy is extremely well protected and there's lots of padding. All of our accessories are located underneath the toy. So I'm going to move the toy to one side and show you the accessories first. As you can see, there is a small box underneath. The first thing you'll see is your charging cable on top. This is magnetic and it sticks to the back of the toy. You'll also notice underneath is your user instruction manual. Hopefully by the end of this video, you won't need to read this. Finally, in the bottom of the box is our storage bag. These storage bags are nice and thick, and I think they come with all of their toys, except the larger strokers. I'm going to be using mine for when I'm traveling, but I'm going to be using the boxes for when they're at home. Whilst I've got everything out, I'll quickly show you how to attach the magnetic charging cable. You'll notice on the back of the toy there are two metal dots. For those who are listening to this on the podcast or reading it on my blog, these are located on the elbow of the toy. All you need to do is line up the magnetic charging cable with the two dots. You'll notice when you're close enough, it will automatically stick to the back of the toy. What we're going to do now is take a closer look at how to use and operate the toy. What you'll notice at the top of the toy is a small pad. This is where your toy oscillates from. On the base of the toy is two buttons. Both of these act as a power button. And when pressed, it will turn on either the oscillating or the vibrating mode. When held down, the toy will turn on, the toy will vibrate, and the light logo on the base of the toy will light up. You can also see how many bars of battery that's left on the toy. This is the four little blue lights located at the bottom. You don't have to have your toy switched on to be able to check the battery life. When switched off, you can push either of the buttons and it will light up and indicate how much battery life you've got left. As our toy is switched on, we're going to push the button that's lit up. The one that's located in the front of the toy is the vibration mode. When pressed once, it will start the toy vibrating. Each single click will increase the vibration level. If you push the button twice quick in succession, it will change the vibration pattern. You'll also notice that the light on the base of the toy will also change colour. To turn on the oscillator, all you need to do is hold down the button located underneath the other one. Again, the button will light up, and the oscillating pad will also vibrate. One single push will change the oscillation power level, and two consecutive presses will change the oscillation pattern. Like the vibration levels, there are five oscillation patterns and five intensity levels. You can have oscillation with no vibrations, vibrations with no oscillation, or you can have both together. If you have used both functions, you will have to turn off each individually. To do that, all you need to do is hold down each button. If you've only used one of the functions, all you need to do is hold down whichever button's lit up. Remembering this will make sure that you don't put your toy away with it still switched on. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you have been inspired to buy the IKEA Neo, then there is a link in the description below. Use promo code UKDAZ and you'll be able to get a discount on all your purchases. So there you have it. That's what you get when you buy the IKEA Neo and how to use it. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the app and control it from there. Okay guys, the first thing you need to remember is that you have to download this Svacuum app. You also have to make sure that your Bluetooth is switched on. When you've done both of those things, you're ready to open the app. So that's what we're going to be doing first. The app then will ask for access to your location. Click confirm and the app will start looking for toys. You'll now want to turn on your IKEA Neo. This automatically puts your toy into connectivity mode. That means as soon as it's fully loaded, it will automatically connect to the app. When it has loaded, the toy will vibrate and the IKEA Neo homepage will display on the app. Now what we're going to do is click on the play button. This will load all the app features that are available to us for this toy. The two we're going to cover in this video is the touch mode and the preset mode. We're going to start off with the touch mode. This screen will allow us to control our toy from the app. We're going to start controlling our toy by clicking on the start button located in the bottom middle of the screen. What essentially now we can do is start drawing on the screen. You'll notice that the toy is vibrating and the timeline at the top is also matching what we're doing on the screen. Touch towards the top of the screen and the vibrations will be more intense, and the lower we touch, the slower it goes. If we want to turn on the oscillation and the vibrations to maximum, all we need to do is click on the boost button in the bottom left hand side of the screen. When you finish playing, you can click on the stop button and you'll be asked to save your pattern. Enter in a name that you'll remember and click confirm. This will save the pattern to your device, and to recall it, all you need to do is click on the custom mode button in the bottom right hand side of the screen. As you can see, there are two saved here. One is the one we just made, which is the IKEA, and the one underneath is the one we made for the Vic Neo 2. To use either of these two, all we need to do is click on the play button. The replay window will open and all you need to do again is push on the play button. You'll see that your toy is vibrating and playing the vibrations that you made. Once you've finished, all you need to do is click on stop. So it really doesn't matter what toy you make a vibration for, because you can play them all. This is the one I previously made for the Vic Neo 2 review. Svacuum have also created 4 example patterns that we can use. So we're going to close the replay window, and this time we're going to click on examples in the top right hand side of the screen. Click play on any of these patterns and it will automatically start your toy to vibrate. We also have other preset patterns that we can use. So what we're going to do is close out the replay window and we're going to click the back button in the top left hand side of the screen twice. Now what we're going to select is preset mode. On this page you'll find 5 oscillation patterns. Choose a pattern by selecting it on the screen. You can change these at any time by selecting another one. You can increase or decrease the intensity levels by sliding the bars from left to right. If you want to use the toy's vibration mode, all you need to do is scroll down the screen slightly. Here you'll find 10 preset patterns that are already made for you. You can use the vibration or the oscillation patterns together or individually. You'll also notice the last option is to turn the lights on or off on your toy. With the lights switched off, you can save some battery and play for a little bit longer. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself an IKEA Neo, there is a link in the description below. Use promo code UKDAZ and you'll get a discount on any of your purchases. So there you have it guys, that's how easy it is to connect your IKEA Neo to the Svacuum app. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy itself. The toy measures 135mm from top to bottom, 101mm across, and it has a diameter of 33mm. Also, the insertable arm measures 100mm and it's also got a diameter of 31mm. The toy itself has a continuous use battery life of 1.5 hours. It also takes 1.5 hours to fully charge it. The toy as well is fully waterproof, and I think that's an IPX rating of 7. And the whole toy weighs in at 135 grams. There are 5 vibrating patterns, 5 oscillation patterns, and both of those have 5 intensity levels. They can be used individually or together. One thing I did also forget to mention is that if you hold down both buttons at the same time, it puts it into a travel lock. This is a great feature if you're going around to country to country, you're taking your toy with you, you won't want it going off in your bag. That stops that. And to unlock it again, all you do is hold down both buttons again. Okay guys, that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. Well, what there is to say about this toy, this is intense. Now due to the length of the toy, it does get really deep in. This knuckle on the bottom here really presses on your prostate, and because of the length of it, it keeps that pressure on the prostate. The oscillator on the top gives you those really deep, rumbly vibrations. The two vibrators that are located in the toy give you those really buzzy ones. Now, the best way I would say to be using this toy is laying down. I did try using this toy whilst walking around, and due to the length of it, I kind of personally felt a bit uncomfortable. I also found the base was a little bit big, so it did make it walking around a little bit more uncomfortable. But when laying down, it came into its own. If you do like those deep, rumbly vibrations, this is for you. It's a bit of a shame that there's no remote control with this one. I think the next version probably will. Overall, this is a really good toy. I do like this. I'm definitely going to be using this one again. If you have been inspired to buy yourself an Ikki and Io, there is a link in the description below and in my profile. It is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. And if you use promo code UKDAZ, you'll also get a discount. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, guys, peace out.